This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, February 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. In the multiverse, sites is 80% full. California may cut $500 million for water shortage, and USDA veterans curb the CCC. Now, here's a programming note. Monday is a federal holiday, so the next Daybreak West will be on Tuesday, February 20th. In an alternate reality, sites is 80% full and farmers rejoice. In a universe where California has prioritized water storage investments, sites reservoir is brimming with nearly a million acre feet of fresh water. Over the last 2 months, the people of Meta, California have diverted about 450,000 acre-feet of excess flow destined for the Delta, leaving plenty of natural outflow for ecosystems. In our universe, however, the project authority can only imagine that such a California would look like. The proponents released an estimate yesterday that factored up 2023 flows, and the recent storms to conclude the reservoir would have hit 80% capacity by this point. Fritz Durst, the chair of the authority's board of directors, said in the hotter and drier world that is fast becoming California's reality, the state has no time to waste in building more storage. LAO cut $500 million for water storage. The Legislative Analyst's Office has sent lawmakers a list of environmental and resource spending to pull back if the deficit worsens. The recommendations will inform the legislature's budget priorities and negotiations with the administration. Among the water provisions, the state could pull back $500 million Governor Newsom has set aside for water storage infrastructure. The financial analysis assumed that clawing the dollars back would be less disruptive than other budget cutbacks, since the administration has not spent the money and has yet to dole out all of the $2.7 billion in Prop 1 water bond dollars. The LAO report also recommends trimming another $35 million from the Food Production Investment Program, beyond the $19 million Newsom has proposed. FPIP would retain $46 million, 62% of its original funding. CDFA, in the meantime, is sitting on $50 million for its farm-to-school program after spending $40 million so far. The department plans to issue more grant awards this spring. Since the program is new and has uncommitted funds, LAO recommends pulling back some of the money, scaling down the program. Lawmakers would have to act now to block CDFA from drawing down those funds. Former USDA economists call for new CCC limits. Some former top economists at the USDA say it's time for Congress to reimpose restrictions on the department's use of the Commodity Credit Corporation, a revolving account that gives USDA broad leeway to support farm income. I think there should be some controls on it, Joe Glauber, who was chief economist at USDA from 2008 to 2014. He spoke during the USDA's annual Agriculture Outlook Forum yesterday. He noted that the use of the CCC program has grown sharply under the Trump and Biden administrations since lawmakers lifted restrictions that were imposed during the Obama administration. Glauber said, quote, Congress should be involved with this. Now, Reagan administration official Bob Thompson said, quote, it's overdue. The CCC is simply a license to steal. You never could create it today if you wanted to. Dan Sumner, a veteran of the George H.W. Bush administration, said putting restrictions on the CCC, quote, makes all the sense in the world. But Rob Johansson, he was chief economist when the Trump administration used the CCC during the trade war with China, offered a note of caution. He said, ultimately, I think Congress will do what it deems appropriate. I wouldn't describe it so much as a blank check, but it did allow the department to respond quickly to a number of unforeseen events that are outside the purview of what the Farm Bill normally is. Now, keep in mind, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is fighting efforts of congressional Republicans to restrict his CCC spending authority, pointing to many of the same reasons Johansson offered. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Secretary Vilsack calls House hearing a wasted opportunity. Now, speaking of the secretary and the CCC, Secretary Vilsack told reporters at the Ag Outlook Forum yesterday that he wishes he had been asked about the account during this week's House Ag Committee hearing. Vilsack said, quote, "I think that these hearings are a wasted opportunity. It is unfortunate that there weren't questions to explore, such as, quote, how could we use the CCC in a way that could potentially open up the revenues necessary to do a lot of good things." He was referring to his suggestion of using the CCC to supplement the Farm Bill commodity programs. The secretary has said using the CCC for farm payments could compensate for the lack of funding for writing a new farm bill. But he also told reporters after the hearing that lawmakers have expressed no interest in the idea. Keep in mind, Vilsack does have congressional support for using the CCC, however, to supplement farm bill funding for trade promotion programs. USDA economist, U.S. farmers need to build domestic markets. USDA chief economist Seth Meyer says farmers need to build domestic markets for their crops because U.S. exports are facing increased competition from South America and slowing growth in Chinese demand. Meyer says on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers, quote, "You've got to look for some of the traditional kinds of demand that you've seen in the past and then diversify. There are opportunities in the world, but we're going to have to compete for them." Now take note, USDA is forecasting lower prices for most major crops this year, even as input costs are still elevated. This week's Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Finally, here's today's He Said It. The Healthy Soils Program is an extremely important factor in promoting farming methods that are healthy for the soil and also reduce greenhouse gas emissions. That assembly member Damon Conley of San Rafael introducing a bill to expand the program to include equipment sharing and demonstration projects. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, February 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.